Hello, my name is Ronald Gaday, and I am a senior public health and biology student working in Dr. Elizabeth King's lab, and my project was focused on understanding the role of alternative splicing on flu-fry thermal tolerance. Gene expression is influenced by numerous genetic and environmental factors, which can cause variation in how a trait is phenotypically expressed. This is something we see with complex traits such as learning, memory, and thermal tolerance. In order to determine levels and types of gene expression, the sequencing of messenger RNA is essential. Sequenced RNA, or RNA-seq, data captures the total mRNA and allows us to determine which genes are expressed or activated in the cells of our sample at that specific time. Using RNA-seq data previously gathered in my lab, my project was interested in understanding how alternative splicing influences thermal tolerance in fruit flies. Alternative splicing is instrumental in diversifying protein expression and the formation of different isoforms within the genome, and I hypothesized that there would be numerous alternatively spliced genes that would contribute to the phenotypic variation in thermal tolerance that we see. Using the Drosophila synthetic population resource, which is a large multi-parental population of recombinant inbred lines or fly genotypes, my lab previously characterized thermal tolerance using two main apparatuses: a heat box and an incubator. After phenotyping thermal tolerance, RNA-seq was performed on high and low thermal tolerance genotypes, and we were able to conduct a quantitative trait loci, or QTL, analysis, which identified 8 significant QTLs that were instrumental in thermal tolerance expression. Using these 8 QTLs to guide my search, I wanted to identify any alternatively spliced genes under these QTLs since they were shown to be influential in thermal tolerance. My search for alternatively spliced genes was conducted using the Tuxedo protocol, which I referenced from a paper by Mihaela Pertier, which outlines a method for transcript level analysis of RNA-seq data. Since the RNA-seq data gathered from my lab was already aligned to a reference genome, I only utilized part of this protocol, which allowed for me to visualize and statistically analyze transcripts and expression levels from the RNA-seq data in my lab and identify genes that are being alternatively spliced and have multiple isoforms. I separated my results into 4 separate groups. The first 2 groups were the thermal tolerance and incubator groups, which were compared to an annotated fly genome and allowed us to accurately identify known genes that were being alternatively spliced within the genome. More specifically, with this data set, we were able to identify alternatively spliced genes within the previously identified QTLs. And figure B exemplifies this with the K gene, which was identified under QTL8 and was shown to have 5 different transcripts or isoforms with varying levels of expression. Beyond this, we were able to identify over 40 other genes being alternatively spliced throughout the known genome. Our second group of data includes novel transcripts and genes within those 2 separate groups of thermal tolerance and incubator data. And these were not annotated by the fly genome because they are unknown. In this data set, we identified over 100 genes that were alternatively spliced in both the incubator and thermal tolerance data sets. And figure 5B is showing one of these samples, which had 15 isoforms for a single gene, showing us that alternative splicing is extremely influential in these unknown genes that are influencing thermal tolerance. Conclusively, my project was successful in identifying genes that are influential in thermal tolerance, being alternatively spliced not only under previously identified QTLs but throughout the entire genome. In addition, we found over 100 genes that are influential in thermal tolerance being alternatively spliced that we do not know the names of. Possible future directions could include performing an RNA-seq on additional fly strains in order to confirm the gene associations we are seeing with thermal tolerance, as well as using methods such as RNA influence in order to alter the expression of these potential genes and observe their effects on thermal tolerance in the fly genome. Thank you to Dr. King and the rest of the King Lab, as well as the IMSD Express program for funding my research, and thank you for listening.